I was not supposed to be here. Oliver would be furious. Joseph even more so. This dock was the no man's land between realms. It was a place for ghosts. But my mother was dead. And I, Eleanor, intended to find her. Wood groaned beneath my feet as I shifted my weight. A soft, golden glow pulsed behind me. It was the curtain. A door back into the world of the living. I could almost catch a few sounds from that earthly realm. Low voices and the hum of an airship engine. But the dark, lapping water beneath the dock was louder. I took a single step forward. The curtain throbbed brighter, flickering in the corners of my vision. Then it pulled back, taking the sounds from Earth with it. Another step. The wood creaked again. At least this time I wore boots, unlike my last trip here. I'd been barefoot then, sleeping on a ship bound for France. At that time, I had thought I merely dreamed this empty expanse of black water, with its driftwood dock and still air. Now I knew this place was a barrier and that I ought to turn back. I ought to leave this world before the hellhounds came. Those giant, monstrous hounds. Guardians of the spirit realm. They kept the dead on their side of the curtain, and the living on ours. But let the hellhounds come. Let them blast me far beyond this dock in the spirit world. Let them send my soul straight to the final afterlife. For at this moment, I truly did not care. I glanced down and found I wore exactly what I had fallen asleep in. Daniel's loose shirt, tucked into a pair of his trousers and rolled up to expose my hands. I flexed my fingers before me. Everything about me looked hazy, as if my body were layered in fog. All except for my right hand. My spirit hand. That was clear and crisp. I examined it more closely. This hand had been amputated, cut off after a hungry dead had shredded it beyond repair. Though I had been without it for only 3 months before my demon, Oliver, had returned the hand to me. He had bound the ghost of my amputated hand in the earthly realm, leaving me with this phantom limb. So perhaps my right hand appeared more real than any other part of me, because it was the only part of me that actually belonged in the spirit world. With a deep breath, I lowered my arm and set off at a steady walk down the dock. I was here to find Mama. So that was what I would do. Mama is dead. Mama is dead. The thought had not stopped pounding in my brain, beating in time to my heart. Allison Wilcox had been the one to tell me. Only a few hours ago. It felt like years. Or maybe only minutes. It had been a beautiful, sunny morning in the Tuileries Gardens of Paris. The sort of sunny day that had made it impossible to believe I'd barely escaped the previous night with my life. The spirit hunters had come to Paris to stop a surge in walking corpses, only to learn too late that the source of Les Morts was actually a demon. Marcus's demon. Yet the spirit hunters, Oliver and I, had done our jobs well. We'd killed the demon named Madame Marinot and saved the City of Light from hundreds of rabbit-hungry dead. The following morning, Daniel's huge, egg-shaped balloon had creaked and swayed in the wind off the River Seine. Its shadow had drifted over me, then away, then over me once more. The long gondola hanging below gave it the look of a white-sailed ship with a wooden ladder dropping to earth.
"Hurry, Eleanor,"
a voice had called. I glanced up and found Joseph's head poking from the gondola 30 feet above. A bandage wrapped around his head. His black skin was sickly and puffy with exhaustion. Madame Marinot had cut off Joseph's ear in a blood sacrifice.
"There's no time to waste.
Joseph added, with a final scratch at his bandages.